Test 75, Section 3, Question 10, and here we're looking for the flaw. It's saying, well, it's true the defendant presented a strong alibi, considerable exculpatory evidence, and was quickly acquitted. Okay, so yeah, strong alibi, lots of exculpatory evidence, quickly acquitted. I still believe there must be good reason to think that the defendant is not completely innocent. So I still think they're not innocent. Otherwise, the prosecutor would not have brought charges in the first place. So otherwise, they wouldn't have brought charges. So the conclusion is they must not be innocent. And the evidence is just the prosecutor brought charges. Well, but the prosecutor could have just been wrong, is the idea. So, A, which one is the flaw? And so I kind of was like, well, it's kind of ignoring the evidence that they are innocent while kind of taking one person's action as a proof that they are. Takes the lack of evidence for a view as grounds for concluding that it's false. No, it's not saying there isn't evidence for something. Presupposes as evidence the conclusion that it's trying to establish. No, this isn't a circular reasoning question. Places undue reliance on the judgments of an authority figure. That seems pretty good because the prosecutor is the authority figure. Let's hold on to that. Confuses legal standards for guilt with moral standards. No, there wasn't an issue about moral standards. Concludes that a judgment is suspicious merely on the grounds that it was reached quickly. No, it wasn't the problem with the speed. It's just that the prosecutor said brought charges. And so C is going to be our correct answer here.